Y'all can come over to the center. Don't get all the way over there.
It is a free church, but you get up here and play with an empty section in the second.
Free to move to the center.
The Lord. How many of y'all want to have just a little bit of church center? That's good. I like that. I like that. My, my, my. Isn't that nice? We can leave Jesse's room. Someone say, he can move the mountains. Say, he can master all things. Somebody say, he can master all things. Grace. He can move the mountains where there's faith. If you only trust him, your battles they'll fight. You can learn to love him. You just hold out. Well, he can master all things. He can be grace. He can move the mountains.
Master all, he can be praised, he can move the mountains.
Him. Sing, trust in Him. Trust in Him. He'll bring you. higher ground. Go to higher ground.
God is about to turn something around.
Listen to me.
He'll lift you up and take you up to higher.
He'll lift you up.
He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground.
He'll lift you up.
You bring me out. shout themselves. Somebody go shout themselves out of something.
Say, bring it on, Holy Ghost.
Just start to shout out a praise to God, right? We got. Jesus is not going down, and he's not
the kind of person just watch you go down either.
Send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing.
Special. I just sense it. All you just got to do is just reach out your heart to Him. Starting to move in your area. I can just sense it right now by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Just start to bless him. Strongholds be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. One by one. Something here. We're done, but God's doing a mighty work. I wish you could. I sense blessings in the room right now. I just sense it. Glory of what you've been praying for is being loose right now. Thought you would have given up a long time ago, but you're still in the flow, still in the mood, still in the grace. Yeah. out of here. Do something for a long time.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's Friday night. How many of you believe this is a Holy Ghost meeting? It's what this is supposed to be, isn't it? Hallelujah. I think he's moving so far. Ooh, I just feel dizzy. I'm trying to stand up right now. Well, this is our offering time. And I know Pastor Rod already spoke it, but I just know that God wants to bless everybody here tonight. And it's so hard to convince people of that. But when we're up here and we surrender ourselves to try to minister something to you, then God will usually give us something to minister to you. And I just know while I'm up here that God wants to bless every one of you. And I don't know how to convince you of it, but I got to tell you, because it's important for you to know that. And this is offering time. And man, if you'll just participate in this offering by faith, and whatever you're believing God for, get that out in front of you. Have the word on it. Receive it. God wants to do it for you. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's a need or a want, it doesn't matter. God wants to bless you. How many of you have ever looked at your kids or a child and you just wanted to bless them so much, so you really wanted to bless them in a big way, so you made sure they got to eat that day? Well, sometimes that's a sacrifice, but how many of you know when you've got money in the bank and you want to bless your kid, you do more than just the bare minimum. You do more than just get them through the day. If you really want to bless them, you're going to take care of their wants a little bit too, aren't you? You're going to bless them. And I know that God doesn't just want you to have your bills paid, but he wants you to be blessed, not wanting anything. And that's what I'm here to, that's what I got to tell you tonight. This is offering time. If you're giving by cash and you like an envelope, I have some for you. Anybody? All right. Now, I can give you personal testimony of things, and I've already done it in the past, but I've asked God for things and felt guilty about asking him for them. And there's one particular thing I asked him for, and then I realized that, you know, I don't need that. So I'll step my faith down a little bit and I'll ask him for something cheaper, something easier, you know. Something a little easier on heaven's budget. And when I asked God for that, God said no. And I said, what? He said, no, you don't want that. You know better than that. Now just believe, you know what you want. So believe me for that. And let me tell you, that was a difficult thing to pull off. And God did it in no time flat, like within 2 weeks. And I can give you details later. But that was a miracle. God's done that kind of stuff for me. So God not only wants to pay your bills, he not only wants to see food on your table. How many know he's our Father in heaven? He provides for us. We're not self-sufficient. We depend on God, even if you think you are.
Glory.
We need to humble ourselves and realize who our Father is and realize He wants to take care of us. So whatever you need, whatever you want, believe God and He'll do it. He'll do it. Amen? How many of you have your offering ready tonight? If you do, just stand. Stand with it. Praise God. You know, in a Holy Ghost meeting, the Word of God goes forth. Holy Ghost moves. Signs and wonders, supernatural things happen. But one thing is, people need to be blessed. And their needs need to be met. That's part of what this is all about. So put your faith out there with me. It takes faith for me to tell you that. And it'll take faith for you to receive it. But if we both do our part, it will happen. If you got your seat lifted up, hallelujah. And just thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Just say, before you receive that, I hear the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's why it's important to get saturated in the Holy Spirit, that you be able to receive the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
There's some things that God is doing. I guarantee that God is blessed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, just hear this from your spirit. God said, don't worry about a thing. There's more coming.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah, He said there's more coming in the name of Jesus. There's more coming. Before you even decide, some of you were concerned about what you were doing. God said, I don't know what they're worried about. There's more coming. Yeah, before you even figured it out, before you even got the word, before you even worried about it, before you even thought about it, God said, don't let them worry about a thing, because there's more coming. There's more coming. He'll cause some things to open up for you. That's not all there is. It's not all you got. That's not all that God can do. There's more coming. You got to believe the Holy Ghost. You think He's done good, He's got more to go. You think He's done all He can do? Yeah. He's got much more He can do. Yeah. He's got many more things He can work through. Oh, somebody believe that right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody just believe that in the name of Jesus. Oh, you gotta forget yesterday and go on to tomorrow. Hallelujah. You gotta forget yesterday. You gotta put all that mess behind you and go on to the good that's set in front of you. Glory to God. Press to the high. Oh, right now in the name of Jesus, I command you to press forward to forget about that. There's two supernatural blessings in this room right now. I know two tangible. It was on you for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. Right there in the name. Jesse, just go put your hands on that man, right, Brother Mike. Just go. Mike, you just receive it right now that God wants to bless you. There's something God wants to eat and get tired. Just receive it. God's doing something. There's a breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Just see it. That's a word from the Holy Ghost for you.
Expect it.
More than we know what to do with.
Hallelujah. Yeah.